start your journey to financial freedom now.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast, brought to you by iThrived, your everyday fintech solution to personal finance.
Okay, so I'm now back in Bangkok, but not yet back home to my wife and cats, or physically back to work, as the law in Thailand requires I go into a 14 days quarantine in a hotel room with strict procedures to follow, even if I tested negative prior to my departure from Lebanon, and that is a good thing. That said, there are some good news on the COVID-19 front, with the S&P 500 advancing as much as 3.9% yesterday after Pfizer and BioNTech announced their collaborative COVID-19 vaccine was more than 90% effective in patients without evidence of prior infections. And investors took their profits, though, leaving the benchmark index up by 1.2% for the session. And that is in addition to the election of Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. However, as said, investors took their profits, as the level of uncertainty out there is still way too high to simply trust the Biden, Pfizer effect on the market, and despite seeing some light at the end of that tunnel. And I obviously did not take my profit. I played a long game, and I would rather focus my modest contribution in helping people optimize their personal finance management with iThrived, as there is one thing that I have been able to prove so far is that I would have never made it almost intact if I hadn't taken the steps I'm preaching about on this podcast since the beginning of last year. When we lack financial education, the first thing that comes to mind is that, one, you need a lot of money to make money, and second, that building wealth is reserved to the elite. Let me break it to you. You only need a framework mixed with discipline and the will to genuinely improve your financial future, and that last part is probably the most difficult. But ultimately, everything depends on you. And it's about retaking control of yourself. I can build 1,000 apps that could help you achieve these goals, but if you do not commit, they are ultimately useless and you'll never see the value in them, and you'll delete them from your phone because that mindset of yours remains focused on making money quickly with no efforts. Then iThrived, obviously, will probably not serve you, and best is to revert back to YouTube and their cool influencers flashing their dropshipping revenues or other unsustainable hacks. iThrived is an attempt at teaching farmers how to farm rather than simply giving away the wheat. And I can only do as much to help based on my own experience. And I believe all other apps out there have the same intent. But you are needed. All hands on deck to make this work. And I sincerely hope that the current pandemic and economic downturn have somehow renewed or reinforced that will of yours to make that happen. Now, my commitment here is to continuously improve the model so you will have no excuses to drop out. And believe me, with my experience lacking discipline and the right mindset not so long ago, I am the perfect guinea pig. But I will also look forward to your feedback on how we could transform it into the only personal finance tool you'll ever need. It is a community project of like-minded people with a will for change and a will to be free. Yes, money is the root of all evil when you do not have it, if that statement makes any sense. Anyway, we are very close to launch. I would foresee a launch within the end of next week, but the hardest part is yet to come, as my go-to-market strategy will show loopholes, and I know for a fact that things never go as planned. The more time it takes to take off, the more cash I will burn to try and make it work. The more cash I burn, the less I will have to keep it alive. On top of that, the next development phases are ambitious, but I am only getting started. In the meantime, be well and stay invested.